Richard Roper is here to talk about what people are talking about this week, and a lot of the talk is still about the president's F-bomb. Rich?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Bob, because, listen, we're all used to this language, and now we have streaming shows and podcasts where anything goes, but it still goes back to context, I think. And that was live when the president, you know, dropped the F-bomb. Of course, then in subsequent airings of it, they could bleep it out. And it's still kind of stunning. And we're hearing a lot of it in the congressional hearings that are going on right now. On both sides of the aisle, where people feel more comfortable, where there used to be like, okay, we know we're going to hear it when we go see a Scorsese movie. We know we're going to hear it if we're playing poker with a bunch of sailors. They always used to pick on the sailors. You swear like a drunken sailor. Why was it the sailors?
Marines
always got away with it, you know. But it's still, don't you think it's still kind of jarring in 2025 when you hear it in that context?
Well, I think if you're of a certain age, you think, would Walter Cronkite have aired it? And I guess if there were 500 channels and the internet in his day, it would have been silly not to, right?
Well, and there have been other examples, you know, overheard exchanges between presidents and vice presidents that were caught on hot mics. And of course, you go back, remember when the Nixon tapes came out, or Lyndon B. Johnson, those guys were Andrew Jackson was supposedly the worst of them all, but they didn't have really good recording equipment back then.
Did we air Andrew Jackson's expletives? I don't recall.
Yeah, no, you know, but they asked him to tone him down after a while.
When he was live on the air.
What did we do here? Radio stations aired. Did we air the F-bomb here on the news?
No, it was bleeped during the newscast.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, and I think you have to report on it. When it happens live, you know, it's always interesting, too, because the anchors, even if it's a live interview with somebody on the streets or someone driving by, or in this case, the president of the United States, they always come back and they go, we apologize for that untoward language. Well, you didn't say it. You know?
Or my favorite is, we have to warn you what you're about to see or hear could be objectionable. And, of course, that's the cue to turn it up and call your friends.
And they do it now with every streaming series I review and every movie. And it used to be, you know, rated R for nudity, violence, and foul language. Now it's like blinking lights, casual references to the color purple. It could be almost anything. And they want, and I, you know what? I kind of respect that. Let people know. And they do this, you know, even now when they show Gone with the Wind, they're like, you know, you're going to hear certain things or see certain things that at the time were considered an accurate representation may still be an accurate representation. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather that than, you know, whitewashing movies. A lot of movies that came out in the 1980s that are beloved rom-coms and teen comedies contain things that are never would get, you know, past the script writers and the editors this day and age.
For better or for worse, these are different times. And as far as news goes, if it's part of news, as the president's outburst was, we should be able to hear it.
I think we should be able to hear it. And it was a genuine moment where the president was really angry. That was not a manufactured, made-for-TV, reality TV moment. It wasn't scripted. I can't use that term. He was mad.
No, you can't.
He was mad.
That wouldn't be news.
Because I'm not the POTUS either.
let's talk about the vulgar fan at the rate. And do you feel that the punishment is in line with the crime here?
You know, there's a couple of things here, Bob. So Ketel Marte is the player on the Diamondbacks whose mother died in a car accident, and the fan yelled out something about that, and he was visibly upset, and they said, you know, and first of all, I think there's a little more entitlement with fans nowadays. They think they want to get their viral moment. Jaron Duran is a Red Sox player who talked openly about his suicide attempt a few years ago, and earlier this year, an opposing fan, heckled him about that, and, you know, some people say, well, they make all this money, and I paid for a ticket. It doesn't give you the right to be a horrible human being.
No, it doesn't.
So they're saying now he's banned from baseball indefinitely. And the only thing about that is I think, okay, that's great, but how do you enforce that? I always wonder when they say we're banning a fan, it's like, well, there's no big system in place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gesture, and I think it's right, but that guy can go to the Sox game. He can go to the Cubs game. He can go to any game. No one's going to stop him and go, you were that guy.
I don't think they have facial recognition. The Arizona manager handled it the right way. The White Sox people handled it correctly.
Yes.
And Paul Sullivan in the Trib today kind of connects this increased instances of bad fan behavior to gambling. That he says fans are emboldened to say something because a player hire might have cost them money.
You know, that's a great point by Paul. In fact, there have been there was an assistant coach last year in basketball who said he was getting death threats because of parlays. And now you'll see, like, in the fourth quarter of NBA games, they'll pull all the starters out if they're up by 35 or something so they don't get hurt. And people are booing because they got Chet Holmgren to get a triple-double, and now he's not going to get that. So there's that thing, too. And when people have money involved, then they are going to get even angrier and more personal. And mm-hmm. they do forget, as the manager of the Diamondbacks said, you know, human beings, that's a young man out there.
You know, I've said this before. If I played baseball and looked in the stands and heard some overweight guy, on his 10th beer criticizing me, I'd be jumping in the stands at least a couple times a week.
Brawling Bob Sherrod has had it again.
And they'd be yelling at me because I'd be terrible.
They go, and he lost the fight. That's terrible. It's interesting, though, because, you know, everybody's tough when they're at their keyboards or when they're high in the stands. You notice you almost never get any incidents of really bad heckling at hockey games because the guys are right there on the bench, fully equipped with helmets and sticks, and they'll hit you over the head if you say something.
Well, you know, the NCAA tournament, during the tournament, the NCAA was running spots on television reminding fans not to blame the players if they lose a bet. Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Public service announcement you didn't see back in the Brent Musburger days when they were covering it in the 70s, you know.
Yeah, I remember as a kid in the bleachers, you'd hear fans who did their research, they'd know a player's girlfriend or wife's name on the visiting team. Yeah. And they'd use that in the heckling, but it was a little more gentle.
You know where you hear it? In college basketball, student sections, yeah. They give the students a cheat sheet. Sitting on the bleachers when they come in with all kinds of information about the opposing team.
You know, you go all the way back to the 80s, Steve Kerr's father was assassinated in Beirut, and Arizona was playing Arizona State, and the fans there were chanting about that. So it's increased, but it's nothing new, unfortunately.
Yeah, Joe Mantegna wrote about it in the Bleacher
Bums.
Yes,
they were doing all the prop betting in Bleacher Bums. And in the movie Slapshot, there's a moment where Paul Newman gets under the skin of a certain opposition goalie by saying something about his spouse.
So. I enjoy the way you always bring it back to the movie.
Isn't that amazing?
Richard Roper, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
We'll talk to you again next Thursday.